Hello.
You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Danielle. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your first name?
Houston.
And your last name?
Hernandez.
And the phone number?
409-392-6576.
And would you like to receive text message updates with your provider's information?
Yes.
All right, message and data rates may apply. Can I have your policy number?
Shit, I'm down in my damn car.
Ma'am, I called the other day because I've been stuck in Pasadena for like 4 days now. My car, the tire went flat, so I had to pull into these apartments. I found somebody to stay with, right? But when I called my roadside assistance people to come up out here, I called at 11 in the morning, and then they took forever to get here, so I told their asses to fucking cancel because I had to go to work.
Okay.
And then yesterday, and these past 2 days I've been trying to call, they haven't been answering my phone. And every time that one day that I called, they would call me like every 30 minutes. Literally, somebody was calling me. It was a different person calling me every 30 minutes saying, "Hello, sir, we're on the way. We're 15 minutes away. Actually, now we're 10 minutes away." Each time it was the same fucking shit. And here I am still not being able to get out and go home.
Okay, yes, sir. I understand all of that.
I don't feel like running all the way back to my car to go get the policy number out of my car. So is there any way you can pull up my thing from my car?
That's the only way I'm able to access your information with your policy number.
Okay. And the woman that I spoke to the last time on the phone, the first time, I told her I requested a insulation service, not a repair, not a replacement, not a tow, but an inflation. And that girl, she put a fucking replacement. So whenever they came out here the first time, they didn't even get to make it here, right? They called me, said, "Hey, we're about 15 minutes away." And they said that they were coming to do a replacement. Whenever I talked to them, I said, "Hold on, replacement?" I said I didn't have a spare tire for a replacement and that I needed an inflation. So then they had to go all the way back, and then they try to send somebody else. So, ma'am, I'm not, like, trying to be rude or anything, but please make sure you put an inflation on there because it's just too much to deal with, you know?
I understand.